Welcome to From Tourist to Local. As always, I am your host, Mafe. And today's episode is going to be a little bit different of what you're used to from this podcast, because this is the first episode of a series that I am going to be called Now What? Because, well, I just had my first plot twist of 2025, one that I kind of saw coming, but I wasn't really coming to terms with it yet. And the plot twist is that my 9-to-5 decided to ditch me. So this obviously triggered a bunch of events, like creating this series. And this series is just going to be my personal audio journal. And I'll be sharing how I'm navigating my life after the 9-to-5 decided to ditch me, especially because I have been there for 7 years. And I am just going to be sharing the raw, unfiltered moments, the real-time reflections, the identity shifts that I'm going through, the crises that I'm going through, and honestly, everything that's in between of this transition of who I was and who I am becoming now. So I want you to think of this series as a voice note from a friend who's somewhere between lost and found. So someone who's navigating life, someone who's navigating this new plot twist of her life. So I don't want you to expect this to be polished at all, because it's not going to be. It's going to be messy. It's going to be super honest. It's going to be a work in progress, just like me. So welcome to Now What? A special series from Tourist to Local. And I decided to do this like very raw and unfiltered. And that's the reason why I'm recording this in my room. So the audio might not be the best because I don't have a lot of fabric around me, which is something that I recommend to all my podcasting clients that do to have an amazing space, which I clearly don't. I just have a mic. And you know what? That's just going to be good enough for this series. So I just want you to know that this is not, oh my God, look how I made it. I am so successful. No, this is happening in real time. Today is February 6th when I'm recording this. And this happened, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Right now that I've time to process this, I went to therapy. I talked about this a lot. So right now I am feeling very hopeful, but also terrified. I have no idea what's going on. And well, no, I do have a little bit of an idea of what's going on. But other than me trying to navigate this every day, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Again, this is not a success story yet, but it will be. So I'm just taking you along for the ride. So there's a couple of things that I want to touch on this first episode. And I'm just going to give you the basics of what I'm feeling right now and exactly what's happening in my life at the moment. So let's get started the day that my 9-to-5 decided to ditch me. Let me give you a little bit of a context. So there was a situation at work a while ago. I'm not going to get into details because this is not important. And that situation led me to be burnt out. And the reason why is because I did not feel valued. I did not feel heard in this situation, even though I spoke up multiple times about it. But then at the same time, looking back now, I don't even know how to put this into words. I guess it was a mix of things that happened, right? So this situation that made me like, I don't really want to be here anymore. Back in October, I went back to school and I was taking a course for this to be better at my job, basically. And while I was taking that course, I was like, I don't know if this is really what I want to do. But obviously, I did not have the guts to just quit my job. Also, I wasn't in a financial position to actually just up and quit my job, you know? Emotionally, I was very drained. I was just doing the bare minimum at work and I just didn't feel great. I felt that I was like digging a hole, and I was just like going deeper and deeper and deeper in that hole. And what happens is that you just stay there because you're comfortable and that's what you've known for the past 7 years of your life. And when you're comfortable, even if you're uncomfortable, you're not uncomfortable enough to be able to say, fuck this, like, I am just gonna go and leave this place. And again, remember, I wasn't financially stable to be able to just quit the job. Even though I knew that I did not want to do this, it is in my nature to be a perfectionist and always give 100% of myself, even though sometimes that 100% of myself looks different, just because I don't have it in me to give the 100%. So again, I was burnt out. I was not feeling great. I wasn't really getting along with my boss. And even though all of that, I was like, hey, it's time for my performance review, which is annual, my annual performance review. Do you want me to fill this out? And should I just book a time with you so that you tell me what is it that I'm doing wrong? Even though in his eyes, I probably was doing everything wrong. And in my eyes, I was just like, I was doing the bare minimum, literally. I was doing what needed to be done, but I wasn't going out of my way to do really anything, which I feel like was the thing that was eating my soul, I guess is what you can say. But let me paint you a picture of exactly where I was. So I told my boss, my ex-boss now, hey, like, I want to have my annual review also because I need a raise because, again, like, financially not great. I knew that this was, like, the, you know, you get a raise, like, every time you get a review or, like, annually you get a raise for because you have to. But anyway, so I set up this meeting for a Thursday at 10 a.m. and I had a feeling that something not great was going to happen. And sometimes you just know it in your gut when something like is not going to happen. My meeting was at 10 a.m. For some reason, I woke up that like I couldn't sleep the night before. So I woke up at 3 a.m. and I remember that I was waiting for an email from a company in the UK. So it was like 3 a.m. and I don't know why, but something told me like, oh, just look at your phone. Which you probably shouldn't do at 3 a.m. Look at your work emails. So I look at my work email and then I saw that my boss had changed the meeting from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I was like, oh, this is it. I'm getting fired. There's no way around it. And I told my best friend, I used to work with her. I don't anymore, obviously, for very sad about that. But I told her, I was like, oh, our boss changed my meeting to 4 p.m. I think something bad's gonna happen. And she's like, no, there's no way. Like, he probably has some, like, other things to do. Don't think like that. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try not to think like that. But I have a feeling that something's gonna happen. Because even when you expect things like this to happen, you're still very shocked. And you don't want to accept that it's gonna happen or that something that needs to happen in order to call in more things. So anyway, my meeting was changed to 4 p.m. My boss was in at the office like the whole day. I was just doing my job because, again, even though I knew that it was going to happen, nothing, like there was nothing that it was going to be like, for sure, this is going to happen, you know? So you have a feeling, but then you just keep doing life as you normally would. So I'm sitting at my desk. My boss sits the meeting and I remember seeing the president of the company like walk towards like where the meeting was going to be. And I was like, this is it. This is it. Like, it's happening. I knew it was going to happen. And so I go with my boss, sit down. As soon as I see them sitting down right next to each other, I sit down across from them. They're like, well, this is not going to be a fun conversation. So I just was shocked. Like, okay. I told them, well, yeah, I guess I had a feeling. And they didn't say why. I think everyone was pretty shocked. They didn't know how I was going to react. I knew what was happening. But then at the same time, I didn't want to give them any sort of reaction, I guess. Because even though I knew it was going to happen, like, it was still pretty shocking. So they were like, yeah, we're going to let you go. This is not working anymore. And I'm like, yeah, okay, great. This is your final pay. This is what you're getting. This is what we're giving you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, I literally have nothing to say. because I didn't know what to say. What do you say? Yeah, you're being let go. And you know why you're being let go, because your boss didn't want to, like, well, there are many reasons why this happened. But if I'm taking responsibility for myself and how I acted, is because I was just giving the bare minimum and I just didn't want to do that anymore. And then on their side, my boss just didn't want to spend time on developing me further in the journey. So yeah, that happens. And then I go to my desk. Everyone's very shocked because no one knew it was going to happen. And the first thing that I felt was like a punch to the gut, you know? But then again, at the same time, I felt relieved because I knew that this is something that I did not want to do forever. I wasn't happy. I was just going with the flow, you know? And I was just going through life, just doing whatever it is that I was doing and not necessarily questioning everything and not looking for ways to get out of there. Because again, like, I was in a very deep hole, in an emotional hole that it was really hard for me to get out of. I hadn't gone to therapy. I wasn't journaling. I wasn't doing all the things that I usually do to get me out of a rut. So it was interesting. What I felt was like very interesting. It was shocking. And then at the same time, I felt relief. So I leave, pick up my things, whatever. I leave. I don't talk to anyone. Like, no one talks to me. And I just go to my car. And I remember that day that my best friend was not working at the office. She was here at home because I used to work with her. We still live together. And one of the first things that she told me, she's like, I have no words. I don't know. I didn't know that it was going to happen. And I was like, yeah, I had a feeling. I knew. No one else knew. No one else saw it coming. So anyway, this happens. And I just have a very like straight face. I'm just picking up my things. I see my boss like pacing around the office. I don't know what he was doing. And I was like, yeah, fine. Leave everything, put everything in my bag, and then just go to my car. And I remember sitting down in my car and just, now I'm tearing up. And just tears coming down my face. And I remember just driving in silence to pick up Abby and driving back home in silence as well. Just, oh, I'm getting emotional. Because at this point, you know, you're not going to go back to work, but reality has not set in yet, you know? It was very weird knowing that there was a lot of things that needed to be done, but at the same time, knowing that you were not the one that was going to do them anymore. It's, oh, shit. So anyways, I'm just driving back to my house in silence in the car with Abby on the passenger seat, just crying. And the crying part was because obviously it was a very important chapter of my life that was ending. And I did not envision that ending at all, ever. That is not how I wanted to leave. But I just felt that this is the universe, God's way of saying, stop fucking around and go do what you really want to do.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And so that's why I felt relief, because it felt like a push in the right direction. You know what I mean? So I get home. My best friend was here. One of my best friends before. The other one comes for me. So she's here. We hug. We talk about it. I didn't really want to talk about it that much. But then again, as I've been saying, I felt relief because I didn't want to be there anymore. So it was a very interesting dynamic. It's just weird because just imagine how much of my identity of myself was wrapped up in being Mafia that works for so-and-so, especially because I started as a server in that company and that was supposed to be my summer job. And I just ended up staying there for 7 years. And I am super grateful for everything that I was able to do while I was there in that company. And, but then again, like, how much of my identity was really tied up to me being that job. And to this day, there's not a lot of people that know this yet, that I was let go from this job. So I still have people asking me for things. And it's like, I don't work there anymore. So maybe ask someone else. So I feel that the moment that I realized that I did not have a job title anymore, it was very freeing. But it was also very weird. It was very, I don't know how to describe it. I feel that society has put so much pressure on you growing, hustling, doing so much more, going above and beyond in your work. And for a time I was doing that, I was going above and beyond. But then again, a couple of things happened that I was like, I don't have to fucking go above and beyond because I'm still getting paid the same shitty salary that I'm getting paid. So fuck it, whatever. I stopped caring, really. And I feel like the moment that I realized that I didn't have a job title anymore, I felt lost because, okay, I'm not a senior accountant anymore. I'm a podcast manager now, and that is the identity that I need to show to the outside world, to the people that know me. So navigating that change has been very weird because there's always a little bit in the back of your mind being like, what are people going to say? What are people going to think? And then I just have to keep reminding myself, like, people don't care. They just don't. You think they care, but they don't care because they have their own life going on for them. So they don't have time to look at you and see what you're doing. I mean, yes, they have time to look at what you're doing because they follow you on Instagram, but not in the way that you think they do. So the first day was really weird. Can see Abby in the background just like stretching. So the first day without my job, so this happened on a Thursday, and then on Friday we usually work from home, so it didn't feel weird until the Tuesday. The only weird thing was that I didn't have to open the computer or anything because I didn't have a computer to open because I didn't have a computer anymore because I didn't have a job. It was kind of like a vacation day, but not really. I didn't feel the urge to be like, okay, what do I have to do? Do I have to find another job? Because again, like, my severance package was like really good, so now I'm set for the next 2 months. So I'm okay to not look for a job for the next 2 months. Also, I don't want to look for a job for the next 2 months because that's not what I want, and I have known this for so long. But I just kept, I don't know, I kept tricking myself into thinking, oh yeah, this is going to work. I'm going to do both things at the same time. And the matter of fact is that I did not have the energy because I was leaving all my energy in my 9-to-5 job. Because that's all the energy that I had because I was like so burnt out from everything. I feel like I fell into a little bit of a spiral of why me, why now? But then I immediately shifted that into, this is what I have been wanting for so long. Now this is the opportunity for me to actually action these things. So I had a couple of like internal narratives, and I feel like I fell a little bit into a victim mentality almost, because I was like, I gave this job so many years and they just let me go just like that. Again, it's something that is very weird, but I never thought, oh, I did not deserve this, because to be fair, I am surprised that they waited this long to do this. Not because I did anything wrong, but because I was just not what they were looking for at the time. So obviously this was not a personal decision for them or something that happened personally with me. It's just that I did not fit into that mold anymore, and I did not want to fit into that mold anymore. So I just decided to claim this as an opportunity rather than just an end of something. I mean, yes, something ended, and I took my time. I took this 2 weeks to grieve that chapter of my life, which was a very important chapter of my life, because it's that job basically was how I was able to stay in this country and apply for permanent residency. I was able to pay my bills. I was able to move into this apartment. I was able to do so many things just because of this job that I don't have any bad feelings about it. I just have the utmost gratitude for this job. But then again, this is not how I wanted to leave, but this is just how thing happens. And it is what it is. You know what? This is life. And I am using every tool in my arsenal of self-development arsenal to see this as an opportunity to step into what I really want to do, which is be my own boss and be an entrepreneur. And let me tell you something, there is absolutely nothing scarier than being your own boss, because you only have to report to yourself and you can be very flexible. Yes, I don't know. So right now I feel that I am in the middle, or not in the middle. Like, these past 2 weeks have been a limbo between panic. There are a few moments that I've been like, oh, what the fuck? What am I going to do when money runs out? What am I going to do? What am I going to do if I don't find a client? But then it's, what if I find a client? What if, what's going to happen when I find a client? What's going to happen when I make my first taxes payment? And that is something that I've been thinking, you know, so many little things that you don't have to think about. Now you have to think about not only for yourself, but for your business and for everything that you want in life. So this was an opportunity of me to sit down, sit back and look at my life, bigger picture, and see, okay, what's working, what's not working? What is it that I really want? What is my goal? What is the end goal of all this? And not saying that there is an end goal, but what now? What is the next step? What am I going to work towards? And that's basically what I'm doing with this series. So the funny thing is that what people think happens versus what is actually happening is completely different, because people are thinking that, oh, she must be devastated. And don't get me wrong, I was, but I was not devastated because I lost my job. I was devastated because I lost the people that I work with, and I lost that having to go to the office and being social and all that stuff. And obviously the discount. The discount on the restaurant allowance is what like grieved the most. But people thought I was devastated because I lost my job. I was devastated because I lost the people that I work with. Every time someone from the office called me being like, oh, I'm so sorry that that happened to you, I'm going to miss you so much, I cried. And even right now, I'm still getting messages from people, from my ex-coworkers, and that just fills me with joy that I made like such a big impact on their lives, that they're going to miss me and they're going to miss my energy around the office. I lost my routine, which is very important to me. I have been talking to a few people. Not that I went and announced it that I was let go, because that's something that I don't want to talk about in detail other than this episode. This is it. Like, this is what you get. If you have more questions, let me know. But what people think you feel is completely different from what you're actually feeling. And yes, they probably thought that this was very unfair because they did not have the context. They did not have anything really. And it was very shocking for everyone because no one knew. And this was actually an opportunity for me to realize just how valuable I am and just how much people love me. And I just decided to embrace it and embrace the uncertainty that my life is right now. Because one thing is to have a solid plan, which is what I thought I had when I was in my 9-to-5. But the reality is that I did not have a plan, period. And now I am faced with this, what now? What's going to happen now? What? Yeah. So the first thing I did when I lost my job was cry a lot. I took 2 weeks to really just think about what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go from here. And also I thought about my life and where I am right now when it comes to my immigration status. Right now I'm a Canadian citizen, but imagine if this had happened when I was on a work permit. What the fuck am I gonna do? That is really scary, to be honest, because then you have to move faster in that way because your work permit is attached to a work that you need to do. So thankfully, I am in a place right now legally that I can stay in this country and I can apply for all the benefits that the government gives you. Anyway, other than cry a lot, I just made a list of the things that I that I wanted to do, what I wanted to accomplish. And then I just hit the ground running. I was like, okay, these are the things that need to change. And these are the things that I need to focus on for my business to just take off. So the first thing that I did, I invested in a content membership. I redesigned my website. So go to mafesalazar.com if you want to take a look at that. I just basically wrote down everything, and I journal a lot, and I pull cards and just did all the things that I needed to do in order to move past this. And there are so many questions that I still have. I don't know where I'm going to go from now. I don't know what this is going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to have to get like a part-time job to be able to cover all my bills. Truly, what now? I don't have all the answers. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that all of us have been or have gone through a similar situation where your life changes unexpectedly. And I just want to know, you can leave, if you're listening to this on Spotify, have you ever been in a place like this where your life suddenly changed? What did you do? So right now, I'm in the place of figuring everything out, figuring what the next step is going to be. Right now, what I'm focusing on is just getting to podcast clients. Because one of the things that I did was I completely neglected my business. Not that it made a lot of money in the first year, but I completely neglected that part of me. And that was something that I was craving so much. And now that I'm here sitting down, recording this episode, and also not only recording this episode, but also getting to know that I have to edit this after is just making me feel super giddy. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited for where this is going to go. Maybe tomorrow I'm not going to be as excited, but then it's like a roller coaster that I'm willing to just hop on and ride. So yeah, we'll see where this goes. And that's all I have for today for you. So if you enjoy this episode, please remember to subscribe. Please remember to leave a rating and a review. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave comments on Spotify. Just tell me, what is something that you have done, or have you gone through a similar situation? And what is something that you have done to get out of the rut or get out of this, I don't know, this place? So what now? Where do we go from here? I don't know. But that's it. That's all for me. I will see you on the next episode. Bye.